It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRI. I'm Ann Strainchamps. Today, we're going to begin with a personal question, a pretty intimate personal question. How do you feel about your body? When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? Because a lot of us don't.
I was pregnant and I had a daughter, and she looked just like me in every way. She had my face and my dimples. She has my thighs. She has all of it. I mean, it's she's the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen in my whole life, and I tell her all day, and everybody tells me, oh, she looks just like you, and I'm like, thank you. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. And then I would go home, and I would hate myself in the mirror that when I was taking my clothes off. I got up in the morning and hated myself getting out of the shower. And finally, it hit me that I'm telling this girl that she's beautiful, and I'm a 30-year-old version of her, and I'm hideous to myself.
Brittany Gibbons has been called fat for most of her life. She knows what it's like to cry because you can't stand what you look like, to avoid mirrors and cameras, to change in the bathroom so your own husband won't see you naked. But then there came a day when she realized that she was going to have to stop all of that because of her daughter.
I remember distinctly one day she was in a princess dress and twirling around, and she went up to the mirror and she stood there and she sucked in a little bit and put her hand right on her stomach. And I thought, oh my gosh, the wind just got sucked out of my lungs, because I do that move every morning. It is the last time I look in the mirror before I leave the house, kind of this please let me be skinny today situation where I suck in and I press on my stomach, hoping it will look okay for the day. And she was doing it out of habit of watching me do it. And I thought, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I'm ruining her life. I'm giving her a narrative about her body that she doesn't deserve to have. And then I realized I don't deserve to have that either.
Brittany, nobody wants to hate her own body or parts of her body, but so many of us do. I mean, me included. But you have become a leader in the body acceptance movement. You're a plus-size model, a champion of curvy girls. You're comfortable in your own skin, or probably most of the time. How did you do it?
I started just completely faking it. You know, I changed the way that I looked at myself in the mirror. I smiled to my reflection. I started staring at myself and naming things that I loved and not naming the things that I hate. So I'd smile and I'd be happy that my teeth were straight and my hair was beautiful and my chest was great and my waist was kind of small sometimes. And I stopped saying, oh, this double chin and these flabby arms, I hate them. I stopped even looking at those.
Did it feel at first like you were lying to yourself?
Oh, it was incredibly corny. Oh, I felt so fake doing it. I'm not a very touchy-feely person. I don't think that, you know, looking in the mirror and saying something positive would ever inherently change me.
Not big on affirmations.
No, I'm just really not. And so, you know, I started doing it and feeling like a total phony. And suddenly, I only saw the good things in the mirror, like magic.
Wow.
It happened after a couple months, just one day. I looked in the mirror and I realized I didn't point out a single negative thing about myself. And I thought, oh my gosh, this worked. This is ridiculous and it's working. And it changed my life. You know, I started taking such great care of myself, not just, you know, in terms of my size or anything, but just being so much more kind and respectful to myself.
So it's one thing to learn to love and accept your body in the privacy of your own home and in front of your own bathroom mirror. It's another thing to then try to hold on to that and head out into public. And you have done such brave things. I mean, you went on Good Morning America and stripped down to a bathing suit. You did a TEDx talk and stripped down to a bathing suit. How hard was it, I guess?
I can't even play. It was the most terrifying thing I've ever done. There was nothing easy or simple about it. But, you know, honestly, I knew I was strong enough to take it. And it became sort of a desire that I had to take bullets for women who couldn't quite take them yet. And so I just walk out there and I smile and I do it. And I walk away and I let it go. To this day, I've never watched that TEDx talk.
Really?
I've never. Because I know, you know, as a woman, we are so great at looking at something beautiful and picking it apart. And it was such an amazing experience. I remember it being very bright and powerful, and walking on the stage, I was terrified and scared, but it was the best kind of scared, like when you do something that ends up really great, like giving birth or getting a tattoo.
And the way it worked, you walk out in jeans and shoes and a shirt and a necklace, and then you start talking, and you just start gradually taking off clothes. Suddenly, there you are.
I hadn't told anybody. I didn't tell any of the producers that I was going to take my clothes off.
They didn't know?
No, they did not know. They thought I would just be speaking that day. And so,
were they backstage freaking out, or could you see their faces?
They were right in my eye line if I looked right off stage, kind of holding their headsets going, "What are you doing?" And I just kind of nodded and I said, no, we're fine, and just kind of kept going.
What kind of response did you get from people afterwards?
Women went nuts. I started getting hundreds of pictures of women in bathing suits in my email box, like hundreds. And sometimes I'm the only one who had seen them in a bathing suit in a decade, and they were only showing me, but they just wanted to. They just had to show somebody, and they had chosen me. And I can't think of anything more amazing than that.
You've written so many blog posts over the years, but there's one that you wrote that it made me cry, and I wanted to ask you about it. I think your title was something like, "This is why your husbands are writing to me."
Yes, I have a shockingly, though, large amount of readers who are men, and they're married men, or they have girlfriends, or they're dating, and they're reading as an attempt to save the person that they love from themselves. Whether it's, you know, my wife won't even be intimate anymore. She hates herself so much. She won't go to a wedding with me because she doesn't want to be seen. She, you know, has stopped leaving the house entirely. I mean, these are scary things, I think, for men who are genuinely a caretaking gender, you know, a fix-it gender.
So what do you tell them?
I think a really helpful thing that men can do is, you know, modeling really great self-love behavior. Like if they see a movie and they see an actress that is beautiful and they say, you know, this actress really reminds me of you. She has the same smile as you, the same arms, the same legs, any of that. Something tangible that we can latch on to and think, oh my gosh, my husband thinks I look like Megan Fox. That's amazing. You know, just having that builds gradually. You know, if we're in a situation where you're around a relative who always makes snide comments about your weight, you know, having your husband there at your back right away is an amazing thing. There are some great things that they can do to help this process along.
Hmm. On the other hand, you wrote another column. This one got a lot of publicity about the day you realized that no matter how often your husband said he thinks you're sexy, he loves you, he then emailed to let you know that also he hadn't seen you fully naked for years.
That's correct.
And this is after you've been doing this whole campaign.
That was such a blow to my self-esteem for that exact reason. You know, here I am talking on any stage I can about body love, and I felt great in clothes, but the second I took them off, I was still that, like, insecure person, like, you know, hiding when I got out of the shower. And that was, I didn't, I guess, realize that he had noticed that. And
so that was, one, so that campaign, you do have a way of just going for it in terms of your campaigns. That one you decided to tackle by having sex every day for a year.
Yes. I had a friend who had just said that ever since they'd gotten married, they were intimate every single night. And I thought, that is bananas. There is no way. And I really, that marinated in my head for 2 or 3 years. And I finally was like, you know, I've got to do something really drastic with this whole being naked thing. You know, like I really wanted to kind of tackle this last wall that I had to kind of jump over in terms of liking all of my body. And I thought, well, what about this crazy sex thing? I wonder if I put myself in that position every single night, if eventually it would get more comfortable. Like the same way you don't like a food, but if you keep trying it, eventually it might grow on you.
Artichokes every night for a year, damn it.
Exactly. At the time, you know, I thought it seemed like a logical experiment. So I went to Andy and I asked him if he'd be interested in this year-long experiment.
And how did he respond?
He was like, I guess. But no, he was so obviously excited, thinking anything to get you back to where we were when we were married. Even though when we were married, I really wasn't even that confident in my body. So I was the type of woman who went to bed and had sex wearing a tank top. I was never fully naked. And I think there's a surprisingly a number of women who shut the lights off, get under a comforter, keep their shirt on. All of those things to kind of hide something in the rawest moment that you could share with another person. So we began that experiment, and it took a solid 6 months for me to take that tank top off.
So today, you radiate a kind of physical confidence that makes you so sexy and so beautiful. But I want to make sure that we don't end acting as though, you know, you made it, you got there, and you never feel bad ever again. Because I don't think that's the truth, is it?
That is so yes, it's incredibly unrealistic to think. I thought that that's what body love was. I thought that being confident and loving your body was a 24/7 thing. That one day I would just wake up and be happy for the whole rest of my life. And what I've realized is that is not the case at all. What body confidence is and body love is and that and all of that is having those amazing days where you have it on point and you're radiating it and it's contagious to everybody around you. And then it's waking up another day and thinking, nope, no, today is not my day. My jeans don't fit today. I don't feel great about myself today. And allowing yourself that day, knowing that you're going to bounce back the next one. And it's the bounce back that's body confidence. It's having more good days than bad days. It's being able to come back from when you're at your lowest and getting right back to where you were. That's confidence, and that's body love.
Brittany Gibbons is a leading advocate for the body acceptance movement. She writes the popular blog Brittany Herself, and she's just come out with a new memoir called Fat Girl Walking.